Welcome to the daily VFN Radio Highlights, where we're keeping the conversation light at VFNTV.com. Enjoy.
When you think of the word slave, so many things come to mind, you know,
right.
and especially in recent history and especially American history, you think, man, this is horrible. But, you know, slavery is something that existed since biblical times.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, even the Jews were constantly going in and out of bondage and captivity.
Yeah.
And
right.
And particularly, they were slaves in Egypt. I mean,
yeah. And they had slaves of their own.
Exactly. And since then, and even now, you still see slavery today.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, which is pretty shocking, but there's still slavery
yeah.
today. In particular, in the sex industry, sex slave industry, it's just mm-hmm. horrific. If you've never seen Nefarious, there's a documentary movie produced by some of the folks out there in IHOP Kansas City with Mike Bickle. You need to watch that. It's an eye-opener, and it'll show you how we need to pray not just for those that are being taken advantage across in the world, but here in the United States. But I'm not going to be talking today, and Sharon, we'll be talking today a little bit different about slaves in the natural.
Mm-hmm.
We're talking about slaves in the spiritual sense,
mm-hmm.
you know, because really there's two types of slavery. You have, obviously, the in the physical, in the flesh slavery.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, there's a spiritual slavery that occurs. You know, you can be a slave of sin. I mean, it's true.
Yeah.
You can be a slave of sin. It happens.
Yeah, we're born into it.
Absolutely. And the devil wants you to come under his bondage, under his dominion, if you will. And so that's one part of slavery. The other side of slavery is that you can be a slave of Christ. And being a slave of Christ leads to freedom. See, a slavery to sin leads to bondage, only leads to bondage and being under the devil's dominion. But being a slave of Christ leads to actual freedom. The question is, whose slave are you?
Mm-hmm.
That's the question.
Good question.
That's a good question. You know, the word slave means a person who is the property of and wholly subject to another, a bondservant. That's a slave. They're property. A person who entirely comes under the domination of some influence or person. It's a slave. And many today would say that slavery is wrong. And they would say that they're happy, happy to be free. But when in reality, those same people are most probably 100% bound because they're slaves. They're slaves to sin. See, the thing about sin is that sin will enslave you. It will lock you down. And it always starts small. And
mm-hmm.
it always starts small. And in the Word of God, in John chapter 8, you know, God tells us that, you know, he goes on to say in John 8:34, Jesus replied, "I tell you the truth, that everyone who sins is a slave to sin." Everyone who sins is a slave to sin. And the thing about sin is that sin will take you further than you want it to go. It'll make you stay longer than you want it to stay. And it will always make you pay more than you ever wanted to pay. That's the whole mm-hmm. thing about sin. You can't wink at it because it will take you down. Genesis 4:6, the Lord said, "Cain, why are you angry? Why is your face downcast? If you do what is right," you know, "sin is crouching at your door and it desires to have you, but you must master it." Sin is crouching at your door. And when you think about sin and the role that it plays in a person's life, because the whole goal of sin is to dominate you, is to put you in captivity, is to put you in bondage, is to put you under the dominion of the enemy. Sin oftentimes, if you are looking at an analogy, It's like how what occurs when someone gets bound by drugs. Mm. You know, it always starts out just a little thing, no big deal. Always smalls starts with a small what they call recreational drug.
Right.
Always starts with a little drink, a little taste.
Mm-hmm.
And that little taste, that little fun, that little high, that was painless. That was fun. I'll try that again. And it begins to snowball. See, even the Bible says that sin is pleasurable for a season. But in the end, it's death.
Mm-hmm.
It's all designed to get you in, get you coming back. It begins to bait you. So you notice that some folks start off with a smaller drug, a recreational drug, or they become casual drinkers or what have you. And before you know it, they're taken in. And before you know it, they just get bound up.
Mm-hmm.
They're totally taken down. I was watching a documentary on drugs, and this young girl was saying in high school, she lived in an affluent neighborhood with, you know, I guess parents that, you know, were working at these great jobs or what have you. And she was living what she considered, you know, to be the American dream life of a teenager, I guess. And she had no needs or worries, but she started using drugs in, you know, in high school party scene. And before you knew it, I mean, it went from marijuana to, before she was doing cocaine, crack, and then meth. And, man, she was just so bound.
Mm-hmm.
You know, my heart broke. I mean, my heart just really just ripped to shreds. It was a beautiful girl, you know, a young girl.
Mm-hmm.
And you, some of these drugs, and particularly meth, I mean, it will disfigure you. It will age you. It just does horrific, mm-hmm. horrific things to your physical appearance. It does horrific things to your body. And let me tell you, that is a picture of what sin will do to your life. Sin will enslave you. It will destroy you. You know, there's a saying is you can't play with fire or what? You're going to get burned.
Mm-hmm.
See, you can't play with sin. Oftentimes people want to know where the line is, not so they can stay far away from it, but so that they can run up close to it and walk all over it and think that they're not going to fall over. But let me tell you something. The devil doesn't mind giving you a little bit at a time.
Mm.
Little here, little there, little here, little there. And listen, drug dealers have been known to give away drugs so that the person gets so bound and hooked, they have you running and begging back for more. The devil doesn't mind you enjoying a little sin a little while.
Oh, yeah.
And making it available for you because he wants you to come under his domination, for you to become a slave, a spiritual slave bound to sin. And today people are bound by so much sin and so many different types of sin. He can't name them all, but they're bound to lying. I mean, if someone is bound by a lying spirit, I mean, almost every other word comes out of their mouth is just a lie. They just mm-hmm. can't help it. They believe their own lies.
Right.
They're bound. Greed, immorality, all kinds of lust for money, for power, for sex, all of it. Idolatry, which is a worship of self. Bound.
Mm.
Slave, property of another. And there's no freedom in that. Because the thing about sin is that it only leads to more sin. It just becomes stronger and stronger and stronger. The veil over your eyes becomes thicker and thicker and thicker. And you actually become so deceived to think that what you're doing is okay, there's nothing wrong with it, and that, you know, God's okay with it. We talked about this week about, are you really a Christian?
Mm-hmm.
Are you really a Christian? And how sometimes people that don't know God will begin to start praying and asking God to bless them and asking God to, you know, shower all these blessings upon them. And we equated it to someone who is trying to get benefits from a job that they don't work at. It's like, how can you claim benefits here? You don't even work here. Now, for our employees, see, I don't see you with the badge. No, you don't have the badge. All of our employees, wear this badge. And because they have the badge and they're an employee, they are entitled to certain benefits, right?
Right.
You're trying to claim benefits here today, and you're not even one of our employees. And many people today are trying to claim benefits from God. Prayer, bless me, touch me, give me job, heal me, all these different things. And they're not even walking with God. S.D. Gordon says that prayer is man and God connecting hands together to fulfill a higher end, paraphrasing. And how could we, if we have soiled, dirty hands, try to connect our dirty, soiled hands with God if we're not even willing to connect our hearts with God? I mean, this is the reality of it. This is where America's at. There's 77% of Americans say that they're Christians. That means that 249 million people in this country believe that they're Christians, that Jesus Christ is Lord. Sin will destroy you. Sin separates. It'll damn your soul to hell. Sin divides. It stains you. It has so many ramifications. It just doesn't hurt you, but it hurts those that are close to you. It's deadly. I mean, it's like a huge deception. You know, just take a little, just do it. It's okay. No big deal. You don't want to be old fashioned. No, it's not nothing to do with old fashioned. It has to do with obeying God. And the thing here is that Jesus saves. You know, Jesus can pull us away from that. And John 36, the Word of God says, 8:36 says, so if the Son sets you free, you'll be free indeed. See, God can set you free from the law of sin and death. God can set you free from the bondage of sin. He can set you free from being a slave. Listen, you can be a dressed up slave. You can be a pretty slave. You can be a handsome slave. You can be a rich slave. Listen, a slave is a slave is a slave is a slave is a slave if you're a slave to sin. Mm. They come in all types, shapes, colors, and sizes, rich, broke, you name it.
That's right.
There's no one cookie cutter way. They all come in all different ways. And we're talking about whose slave are you? Are you want to be a slave to sin that only leads to being under the dominion and rulership of the enemy? Or you can choose to be a slave for Christ. And in Romans 6, this is so interesting, Romans 6, verse 15, you know, Paul writes, and this is really good because this is what verse 15 says. Because talking about being under the law and sin, and you know, God forgives sin. So you know, so what should we do? Keep sinning? And so this is being addressed in verse 15. He says, "What then shall we sin? Because we're not under the law. We're not under the law. Should we sin? Because we're now under grace." And Paul writes, "By no means. Don't you know? Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him," let me read that again. "Don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are slaves to the one whom you obey?" Think about that. Just don't you know that when you offer yourselves to someone to obey him as slaves, you are a slave to the one whom you obey, whether you are slaves to sin, which leads to death, or to obedience, which leads to righteousness. So you become the slave of whichever the one you obey. So we're asking, whose slave are you?
Right.
See, if you want to follow the ways of unrighteousness and sin, then you can be a slave to sin. And that goes somewhere. See, that leads to what? Death and bondage. Or to obedience. You can be a slave to obedience, which leads to life, freedom, and righteousness. And then he picks up in verse 17, "But thanks be to God that though you used to be slaves to sin, you wholeheartedly obeyed the form of teaching to which you were entrusted." See, he's addressing Christians here, and he's saying, you used to be a slave, right? You used to be a slave to sin, But what did you do? You obeyed. You obeyed the form of teaching. Christ was being formed in you, right?
Right.
To which you were entrusted, and you have been set free from sin and have become slaves to righteousness. See, when we decide to walk away from a lifestyle of sin, when we choose to accept Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, we're breaking away. That bondage is being broken. Those chains are getting weaker. And the Son is setting you free. But, you know, it's the truth that you know that sets you free. It's the obedience that you have in your life, the truth that you know experientially, not the truth that you know in your head. Because you can have head knowledge. You can all know all the truth in the world. But until it becomes what?
Heart.
Yeah, heart. Practical, lived out, revealed, manifested. Said, I'm working on revelation right now. I said, listen, you have revelation when you have manifestation of what was revealed to you in your life. You know what I'm saying? I got this revelation. Well, is it manifesting? No. Okay, well, keep working on it. It has to manifest. It has to become real in your life. That's how you got. That's how you know you have the revelation. It manifested, right? It showed up.
Fruit.
Exactly. And so he says, listen, you have been set free from sin and therefore become slaves to righteousness. And he says, let me break it down to you. Paul says, I put this in human terms. This is, I'm paraphrasing. Let me break it down to you. Because you were weak in your natural selves, just as you used to offer the parts of your body in slavery to impurity, just how you did that, and to ever increasing wickedness, just how you put all that stuff over there on the wicked side. So now offer them in slavery to righteousness, leading to holiness. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the control of righteousness. What benefit did you reap at that time from the things you are now ashamed of? See, when you were a slave to sin, when I was a slave to sin, let me tell you something. I was not proud of any of the stuff that I had done. You know, you're ashamed of that stuff. Right. It's like, man, how did I get to this depravity? How did I end up here?
Right.
You don't start off, listen, people don't start off being bound and addicted by drugs and say, you know, that's exactly what I want to be. I want to be bound by drugs. There was, in this documentary, there's a guy on Wall Street, super intelligent guy. He was just talking about all the things he traded and all these different things. Mm-hmm. And in this documentary, he is going all over Manhattan to get, looking for a hit for drugs. And he was shooting up heroin. Mm. And I mean, and this guy, he had to have it first thing in the morning. And the documentary is following him. And it was so sad to see him. He wasn't even acting normal. But the minute he had the drug in him, he was dancing in the street. And he was acting, you know, goofy and you know, lighthearted and stuff like that. And I go, wow, this man lost everything. He says, I'm homeless. He's homeless. He's living in the streets. He was Wall Street. This guy didn't plan to do that. That's how sin is. Sin, you don't plan to do it, but you're overtaken by it. It will destroy you. It's nothing to play with, and it leads to death. But you can be a slave of righteousness by obeying God's word. He says, but now you have been set free from sin and become slaves to God. The benefit you reap leads to holiness, and the result is eternal life. And this is the scripture that most people quote, but it comes at the very end of this whole conversation. And it's verse 23, for the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life in Christ Jesus our Lord. You see, sin leads to death, destruction, bondage, and slavery to the devil. But obedience and turning your heart to God causes you to be a slave to God, a slave to righteousness. And being a slave to God means that you come under his dominion. You become what is called a bond servant. Paul, in all his writings, said, listen, I am a bond servant to Christ. He's saying, listen, he is my Lord. He is my master. What he says, I do. Mm-hmm. I don't give myself my own marching orders. Whatever he says, I'm going to do.
Right.
Some people are like, well, I don't want to be dominated. No, you need to be dominated. You need yeah, to be dominated by the Lord. You need to be. You need his governing influence in your life. You need your governing. Because listen, if God's not influencing you, Who's influencing you? If you're not under God's dominion, whose dominion are you truly under? I mean, there's things that make you say, you know, whose slave are you? And when we come under that type of lordship and dominion of Christ, we come to be set free. And we've truly begin to start walking out, making Jesus Lord and Savior. And the question you got to ask yourself is, have you willfully surrendered your life to his lordship? And does and his word, you know, does his word, his ways, do they govern your every step? That's what it means to make Jesus the Lord, living in complete submission and surrender to him. When you do that, it allows you to actually be free.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one slavery leads you into deep bondage, that's sin, but slavery towards God and his ways leads you to absolute freedom. Listen, you can be at a place where you can make God's word your word. You can make God's ways your ways. But all you have to do is to surrender. That's what you call living for the glory of God is all about. When you're living for the glory of the Lord, you're saying, I don't have, quote unquote, a dog in this fight. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. Whatever God wants to do, whatever God says about the situation, that's what I want to do because my life is indebted to him. The Bible says that you have been bought with a price. You've actually been bought. It's the precious blood of Jesus Christ. And that's why when we give our lives to him, we just say, God, have your way. Whatever you want to do, have your way. Listen, you have a choice. You have an opportunity. The question is, whose slave are you? Are you going to go down to the way of bondage, of sin, destruction, and death? Or are you going to choose to make Jesus Christ the Lord of your life? Maybe you've been seeking and searching. Maybe you've been hanging around the cross, but you haven't gotten on the cross. You're looking towards the ways of God and maybe trying to apply principles to your life or promises to your life, but you're not in. You're close, but you're not in. And you're just seeking. Listen, it's not enough to seek. You need to be found. You need to be in him and him in you. And you do that when you come to the end of yourself, when you say enough is enough. You know, one of the first things that an addict has to do is to actually admit that they have a problem. They have to deal with what is known as reality.
Mm-hmm.
And you've got to come to the point in your life where you come to the point of acknowledging, I have an issue. I'm away from God. See, America is in a huge denial. America right now is saying that I am with God, and they're not. They're not with God. 77% of Americans are saying that they're Christians, and they're not. They're in denial. I remember when I had to come to that point myself, Chris, you know, all this time, because I thought this was years ago when I came to the Lord, but I thought because I grew up in a Christian home, yeah, I'm a Christian. I don't believe that I came from a monkey or nothing like that, and Jesus Christ died and all that, you know, that's good with me. You know, I was raised like that. That's
all right. I'm a good person.
Mm-hmm. You know, I wear a cross. I'm not ashamed of the Bible. No, this is, now did I live it? Was God the Lord of my life? Did I accept him? I was away from God. But I was delusional in my understanding of what I thought going after God was. It was not even biblical.
Right.
And so you got to come to a point where you say, I'm going to deal with reality, and I want to make Jesus Christ the Lord of my life. I want to get the sin out, and I want to let Jesus in so I can be a slave of Christ.
You've just been listening to the highlights from the daily VFN radio program, where we're keeping the conversation light. Don't forget to share it with your friends. Find out more and listen to the daily VFN radio program in its entirety at VFNTV.com or with your mobile VFN TV app on your mobile phone or device. That's VFNTV.com.